Well, first of all, thank you guys for letting me speak on this topic. I think it is a complicated topic. And I see a lot of people here that I've learned from throughout the years, and I appreciate that. We know as immigration practitioners how hard and complicated immigration law is because we deal with cases from EB-5 investors to asylum to VAWA to DACA. We have so many things that we have to know about. So for us to get together and be able to learn from each other is really important. International adoption law in and of itself is super complicated, and I cannot profess to know everything about it. And I do only have 30 minutes to speak on it. So I did write a paper. Hopefully a paper can lead you in the right direction if you have questions. I'm not going to go over the paper today. Hopefully I can just hit some points that y'all can walk away with, knowing a little bit more about immigration and adoptions. First of all, it is a super rewarding practice. This is Megan. She's from Haiti. And if I have time later in the presentation, I'll tell you a little bit more about her case. But she was adopted. First, I want to talk about the Hague Adoption Convention. This is something that nobody ever wants to talk about. It's called the Hague Convention on Intercountry Adoptions. And it was ratified in the United States in April of 2008. So any adoption that takes place after April of 2008, you need to look on the Department of State website to see if the country, they call it the sending country where the child is from, is a member of this Hague Convention. The purpose of the convention was to prevent the abduction, sale, and traffic in children. There's a lot of really bad people out there that were stealing children and selling them. So the purpose behind this convention is really good.